This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And also, just a reminder, later at 1 p.m, the Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin will be giving an announcement. So stay tuned for that. We will be broadcasting it live. But for now, though, we've been asking you, are you more productive when you've been working from home? You can get in touch with us in this last few minutes, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. What do we have on Twitter?
Let me just give you the one from Insta Story.
Okay, sure.
We just have one last one. This is from Anis Azlinda, who says, yes, but connected for longer and harder to switch off. I feel you there, Anis. Michael says that it's making him lazy, too many excuses not to focus on work. And Jesse James says, yes, I'm way more productive when working from home. Share some tips, will you, Jesse?
Just looking at that, you know, one of the things that I always have this fear of not, I love my outdoors exercise. And so this, I've been holding back on doing exercise on videos and all that. But of course, I'm forced to right now. And it's actually quite enjoyable.
You know, we've got actually a few more messages on Instagram. This is from Jane, who says, yes, I have been working from home for 8 years now.
Wow.
Less interruptions at work. And also one from Anan, who says, absolutely, work-wise, health-wise, you know, with your exercise routine, family time, diet, yes, diet and self-improvement, it is a much better option, according to Anan.
Now, during this time, it's also important to, I guess, you know, reflect on some leadership, you know, skills or actually capabilities, because I think having a resilient leader now is even more important.
All the more important. Yeah. So this is taken from Deloitte, and I strongly recommend that you, of course, we'll share the link as well, but to have a read. It's very visual, and it does explain things properly, how you can make an impact that matters, from Deloitte, the heart of resilient leadership responding to COVID-19. And he talks about, during this moment, how resilient leaders are defined first by who they are. So five qualities of a leader: first is mission first, stabilize today and harness both the energy and constraints of volatile conditions to spark innovation tomorrow. So how are you turning the situation into an opportunity to emerge stronger? I think that's, you know, like, sort of sit back, reflect and think about how you can do that now. Speed over elegance. Decisive action with courage is often more essential than getting it perfect. How are you empowering your teams to take courageous action in a volatile environment? Right in the center here, design from the heart. Seek and reinforce solutions that align to your purpose, your societal obligations and serve the heart organization. Questions you have to ask: how are you demonstrating to employees, customers, communities and ecosystem that you have their best interests at heart? Own in your narrative, paint a picture of a compelling future and path forward that your stakeholders can support and rally around. I think that's what is sort of missing, like we're all sort of muddled. So just paint that picture of, you know, when this goes through, how are you proactively filling the information vacuum to combat the spread of misinformation and rumor? And embrace the long view. Stay focused on what's on the horizon to instill confidence and steadiness across your ecosystem. How you're anticipating and responding to new business models likely to emerge past this, right? I mean, I think we also look at how are we, as a station, how are we actually moving forward and technology, right? Other things that you want to look at, and again, it was very interesting how they've outlined certain things you should look at, who should be responsible for it, so you really have to download it. But there are a couple of things that you need to look at, specific actions to respond, to recover and thrive. In that makeup of the three pillars, you got to look at what the command center needs to do. There is a command center. What to do to respond, to recover and thrive. There is talent and strategy, right? Business continuity and financing, the supply chain, right? Customer engagement and digital capabilities. So it's very interesting when you look at all these six areas to look at, and what you should do now, what you should do during recovery, and what you should do during thrive. So, I mean, it's really interesting read. I really recommend that you get a hold of it when you check out our podcast later.
It's also, I guess, you know, it's very, you know, easy to go through. I think it's like a 7 or 8 pages of infographics, which is, you know, easily consumable and, you know.
So you've got to be starting to think right now, what do you do now? What do you do during recovery? What do you do to thrive? Who are the parties involved, right? When you look at all these different areas, you know, whether it's talent, whether it's customers, whether it's supply chain, start planning for these things right now.
All right. Well, I guess, you know, that's all for today's Enterprise Biz Bite Show. And we started off by asking...
you about how productive you are when you're working from home and how do you stay productive while working from home?
And then following that, we spoke about how you can probably help some of the F&B entrepreneurs out there, you know, who aren't actually on online delivery services.
And we end off with a report from Deloitte, the heart of resilient leadership and some steps you can take.
And following, coming up later at 1pm is going to be the Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's speech and also the Breakfast Grill replay with Sim Tian Liang.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.